Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Doug, this is Goonies Are Good Enough. From the 1985, 86.
I don't know what year it was. I don't have
85, Best Picture.
The Goonies.
I don't think
Burt Lancaster had a starring role.
No.
Nope.
He was in From Here to Eternity and The Birdman of Alcatraz.
The wonderful Anne Ramsey was in there. Josh Brolin. And then Sean Astin, who went on to play Rudy.
Patty Duke's boy.
And the redheaded female star.
Lucille Ball.
Nope. Andy. And her friend was Martha Plimpton.
And they and she was in a lot of things for like a 3-month
period. A supernova. She wasn't a star, Doug. She was a supernova.
George Plimpton was the paper lion.
And he was hitting on Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting 12 years later. Very ironic. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. You are listening to the all-new 590 The Fan. KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. I was in here tending to business, so I didn't get a chance to enjoy what you gentlemen have been enjoying. And you know what that is, Doug?
Food. Treats. Yeah, treats. We don't care much about business when the food comes.
I understand. I see it, and I don't blame you, because you are raving about the tacos you've just enjoyed.
Oh, yeah. That was a fabulous treat.
We are doing this 590 The Fan, InsideSTL.com listener rewards program, and it just went on sale here within the last 5 minutes. I tweeted it out. I tweeted out the link, and I also put it on the fan page. Here is the deal. You get $25 in gift certificates to Gaslight Grill, at Gaslight STL on Twitter, and $25 in gift certificates to Cha Cha Chow, at Cha Cha on Shaw on Twitter. And those are on sale, Doug. It's $50 in gift certificates for $25. Click on the link, take care of business, and look at that. You just saved 50%.
I just had the short rib taco that they had with a little slaw in there and some sort of sauce, and it was outstanding. This goes beyond just good taco. It's like
it's award-winning.
Yeah,
Sauce Magazine. And in studio with us right now, J.B. Anderson, owner of Gaslight Lounge, and Sam Burke, owner of Cha Cha Chow Restaurant. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You guys had these gentlemen, and there's a bunch of people now just enjoying tacos out there.
Yeah.
Award-winning, right?
Neighbors, people we don't know are eating.
That is correct.
Yeah. Congratulations on that. What's now, Sauce Magazine, right?
It was the recent Taco Rita competition that was held in Midtown. It was us and about 9 other taco places, and it was a margarita competition as well, and
Sweet.
We swept both categories.
Wow.
So we're pretty proud of that. And that was our walking taco that won. It's our special on Tuesdays.
Wait, what's a walking taco?
It's a breaded, deep-fried chicken tender with a scratch-made cream sauce and a similar slaw to that with the addition of jalapeno, and it's pretty tasty.
Now, what was it? This is the short rib one. Seriously, it was great.
I'm going to go out there and ship that.
Short rib is in there, the soft shell or what, and then
it's a flour tortilla, a scratch made cream sauce, and a beef short rib, which we cook overnight real slow and low, and the red cabbage slaw.
Why do you call it a walking taco?
Well, it comes in a bamboo cone that you can walk around with, and it's kind of hard to eat a taco just walking around because you're constantly spilling something. But with the addition of the cone, you can walk around.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Doug, why don't you grab a couple of walking tacos and walk around the city today and show yourself off?
I don't have the bamboo cone.
They'll provide that.
Okay.
For you, I'm sure.
Plowing, real quickly, if you could. Tell us, because you're enjoying, what's going on over there with you?
Kind of getting into a food coma state here. Just eating a taco. I didn't have, like I said, I was tending business with you as your right-hand man. And so I wasn't able to get...
This is my Tom Hagen.
Yeah.
So I wasn't able to get a taco during the break, so I thought I'd snap
it. You were sitting there hitting a button or two.
And telling
Tim how great he is.
I'll say I was Tim's assistant during the break. But it's amazing. Obviously, there's some sort of pulled chicken in here, correct? Am I correct on that?
That is correct.
Okay. It's unbelievable.
Why are you sideways with the guess?
Oh, I'm not. I'll just double check. I did not
some
want...
Some sort of.
He was able to identify chicken.
Well, I was just making sure, Doug. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
All right, gentlemen, thank you, Plowing. I think that really added to the whole. You don't think it did?
No, I thought he was disrespectful.
It was more like a testimonial.
How about saying what I said? If you think it's great, just saying this is really good, what's in it?
Yeah, he's now he's going to start spitting food up. So we're just going to pivot off of him.
He's been smoking this morning.
JB and Sam. So what is the arrangement with your partnership? How does this whole thing work?
Well, what we did is a little over a year ago, we purchased the building there on the hill, and I had a concept to try and blend the core of the entertainment is actually our music studio that's in the middle of the building.
Yeah, I've had some people texting in saying they've been in there, and it's a super cool setup.
Yeah, so we wanted it to be built around kind of live art, so we custom designed our own music studio that has about a 7-foot by 12-foot soundproof glass wall where think kind of Fast Eddie's, where our relationship with Cha Cha Chow's, they are our kitchen, they are our food source.
Yeah.
We wanted the best, so we scoured the food trucks primarily, since most of them are mobile and need commissary. So we reached out to Cha Cha Chow, partnered up with them. We designed and built a throwback lounge in the front of the building. So you order your food, bring it in, sit down at our high tops in the lounge area, totally cool, laid back. But then the entertainment is visually through the glass wall, in which you're looking into a live room, in which any genre of music is played at any time. But the shtick is this, that we take the headphone signal from our mix in the studio and we play that out to the speakers in the lounge.
Very cool. That's really cool.
So people are able to check out the acts in real time and watch the recording process.
And are these acts that are actually recording, or is it people hired for the entertainment purposes? Are you watching the real deal, right?
No, you're watching the real deal. Right now, the majority of our acts coming in and tracking are some of the most talented St. Louis musicians, bands, individual singers, hip-hop, take your pick. But, for example, tomorrow night we have a session where we partnered with a video production crew. We're going to do a live video shoot of a gentleman by the name of James Legg. He used to be in Black Diamond Heavies, a really popular internationally touring band. He's coming in from Nashville to put on a show, record a couple songs, and people in the lounge are going to be able to sit back, eat these tacos, have our drinks, and check out some top-notch talent. What a great concept, man.
And we're always trying to come up with a great concept. We came up with a puppet amphitheater years ago, and we could have had this.
I still think it's going to take.
Don't sleep on that.
Tacos and booze throws it over the top.
If the puppets were drinking,
it would be much more entertaining.
Yeah, see, that's what we needed. We would have been killing it. What are some of the fan favorites, gentlemen?
Billy here was a partner in the bar. He created an amazing cocktail lineup. He can tell you more about those real quick.
Most of the cocktails, some of them are kind of our take on a classic. And then we have one I'm going to make for you gentlemen later is called Smoky Joe, where it's more of an original drink with smoked peach, habanero syrup, Buffalo Trace bourbon, and basil. So we have a lot of fun with it. And a lot of the names we ended up using for the cocktails were taken from names of establishments that were in Gaslight Square. And I just thought it was kind of a fun idea when you see a name like Your Father's Mustache, Pepe Agogo. It's like I just couldn't resist using those. So those cocktails are all really popular, and we have 10 drafts, all local microbreweries, Modern Brewery, Four Hands, Urban Chestnut, Civil Life, and we're really proud to feature. Basically, I like to say we have our neighbor's beer.
Yeah.
So,
very cool.
I mean, we have local acts and local, cocktails and beer. That's awesome.
For those who would like to check it out, we just released this listener rewards promotion, and it is on the TMA fan page. It is also I just tweeted it out. And you can get $50 in gift certificates to Gaslight Grill and to Cha Cha Chow, a total of $50 in gift certificates, and they're now on sale for $25. Any other events, promotions you guys would like to make sure our audience is aware of that are coming up?
Well, on our website at gaslightstl.com, we'll constantly be updating the studio schedule. Over the next 2 months, we've got some really extremely talented acts coming in for Christmas compilations, for new projects. That these are names that are very well known, not only here in St. Louis, but regionally and some nationally as well. So check out the website, look at the studio schedule, and come check it out.
Very cool.
And we're also currently taking reservations for private parties throughout the holidays.
Nice play.
Yep.
Yeah, and so how can they do that?
They can contact Gaslight through the website, right, or Chow through the website as well. It has phone numbers, email, everything right there. Or reach out to us on Twitter if that's your preferred method.
All right. Well, then I just tweeted out the link. It's on the fan page as well. And once again, it's a 590 The Fan, KFNS/InsideSTL.com. Listener reward program, Gaslight Grill, $25 gift certificate. Gaslight Grill, $25 gift certificate, and a $25 gift certificate to Cha Cha Chow. And that's a total of 50 in gift certificates that you can get for $25. Had a bunch of people right now texting in, talking about how they have been there and they love it. Somebody's asked this question here, gentlemen. How much per hour for the recording studio? Is that something that we would keep
prior,
or you're happy to?
No, we're a transparent business.
Good for you,
hence,
sir.
The glass wall.
Yeah.
we're 15 hour to start.
Yeah.
But we are extremely altruistic. You bring us a good project, a game plan, a goal, talent. There are a number of projects that we're working with pro bono because we believe in them locally.
Oh, sweet.
So that's where we're at. Just come in, check it out. We'll give you a tour, see the studio, and we can make something happen.
Very cool. Ray King just texted in. Guys, I live by Gaslight. That place is pretty damn cool. Food's amazing, almost as amazing as you, Tim.
Doug, we're sorry. You don't need to be exposed to lemonade and
Ray King. Guys, that place has incredible French fries. Do you have fries?
The best fries.
What kind of fries you got?
Well, it comes down to the adobo seasoning that we
put in there. What is that?
I've said that for years.
It goes well with a walking taco, probably.
Absolutely.
What's going on with
the walking
fries?
Platter? Yeah. We make an adobo seasoning that goes. It's a regular, French fry, but we put an adobo seasoning on there that we make that has 7 ingredients, and people seem to really dig that.
That's a little bit of adobo and quite a bit of boo.
Yeah.
It's adobo. Yeah.
And it comes with a chipotle ketchup that really makes it great.
Wow. Chipotle. And you don't mind when people dip in the ketchup. You don't care.
Oh, no.
Because sometimes artists are like, no, the fries are an art form unto themselves.
We're not too good for that.
Wow. So I thought when somebody was texting in about fries, I'm like, these guys probably aren't doing fries, but you're doing fries.
We're proud of a lot of other things, but we are proud of the fries as well.
If you audience loves fries, so this is a good selling point. Cha Cha Chow, Gaslight Grill, check them out. You can get the listener rewards program going right now on InsideSTL.com. The links are up there on InsideSTL, on the TMA fan page on Facebook, and on Twitter. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. JB Anderson and
thank you.
Sam Burke. Billy, thank you very much for coming in as well. It is the listener rewards program. We'll take a break, come back with more, plus your emails in addition to fun facts with fun with audio. It's all coming up on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.